Democrat donor Ed Buck to stay behind bars during trial. By Amy Furr on September 27, 2019. Democrat donor Ed Buck will remain in custody during his trial for allegedly causing a drug overdose of a young black man who died inside his home. Prosecutors in the Los Angeles court requested that Buck be remanded during a hearing Thursday, the New York Post reported. On September 19, Buck, 65, was charged with providing methamphetamine to 26-year-old victim Jamel Moore, who was found dead on the living room floor of Buck's home in the 1200 block of Laurel Avenue in Los Angeles in 2017. Prosecutors allege that Buck is a violent, dangerous sexual predator, according to a criminal complaint. U.S. District Attorney Nicola Hannah said a homeless man who reportedly had two encounters with Buck told her that other men called him Dr. Kevorkian because he was well known for compensating male prostitutes with drug and money. On September 20, Breitbart News reported that investigators said there were several other individuals who claimed to be victims of the well-known LGBTQ political activist. The investigation found at least 10 alleged victims, several of whom described in salacious detail Buck's apparent fetish to pay men to use drugs and have sex, which often took a dark turn and led to several suspected overdoses, the report stated. In January, Breitbart News reported that Representative Ted Lieu, DCA, was the first Democrat to reject the political funds he received from Buck after a second man reportedly died of an overdose while inside his home. "I am deeply disturbed by the latest revelations of a second death by overdose at the home of Ed Buck. While we await the results of the law enforcement investigation, I am going to donate the contributions I have received from Mr. Buck to my federal campaign over the years," Lieu said in a statement. Reports said Buck has given money to politicians such as Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, and California's Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom.